Okay, guys. Try to help you with everything I can.
It looked like you had an 8-point lead, and then all of a sudden...
Somebody's recorder's playing up here, guys.
With the lead there in the fourth quarter, it looked like you just started blitzing, coming after Eli. Let those guys man-to-man, give up some big plays in the passing game. Both the tying and the go-ahead, what was behind the thinking of kind of attacking in that situation?
Well, it really was no different than we had done all game. If you look at the distribution of pressures, it was the same. I mean, it wasn't more or less. It was, you know, mix it on and off. They did a nice job. I mean, Eli did a very good job all day of identifying, and we missed a few times where we were supposed to check and we didn't. But overall, it was a cat and mouse game, and they won it.
Timeout before that one big play. What was your message to the team then? Was you making sure they were right on that blitz?
We had a situation that what on defense, you mean?
Yeah,
we had a situation that we would have been jeopardized if we ran the play.
It's a career day for Eli Manning. What was given the secondary fits, do you believe?
They made plays. It's a game of inches, and they were able to make them, and we were close, but we didn't, you know. Just got to do a better job all around coaching, playing.
Do you feel like you let one get away? Do you think you have control of this game?
Well, we had a pretty good lead, and you know, if you look at the game, what changed is in the first half we got takeaways. You know, it's not like we really did a great job of shutting them down in the first half, but we got takeaways, so it led to points. In the second half, they got takeaways. So, you know, we got three, they got two, and at the end of the day, they have, I don't know what it is, 5-6 minutes of time of possession more than we do, and, you know, all those indicators, and that's how the game kind of flipped. If we could have kept even one takeaway, I think could have put it over the top, but we didn't do it.
What did you and Coach Coughlin talk about after the game?
Oh, that's between Coach and I. Yeah.
It appeared like you had a bit of a disagreement.
We just had some stuff we had to hash out, I guess.
Was it regarding the kneel down?
Well, some of it, you know. I don't know if that's not something that's done in the National Football League, but what I do with our football team is we fight until they tell us game over. And there's nothing dirty about it. There's nothing illegal about it. You know, we crowd the ball. It's like a sneak defense, and we try to knock it loose. Right? There's nothing, you know, when people watch Rutgers, they would know if they watched us, that's what we did at the end of the game. We're not going to quit. That's just the way I coach and teach our players. Some people were upset about it. Well, I guess that's the way it goes. I don't have any hesitation that's the way we play, until clean, hard football, until they tell us the game's over.
Did you let them score after that?
That play happened at the end of the game. The score happened before that. Yes, we did let them score, yep.
Talk about the fight in your team. Obviously, you know, the Giants go up with 30 seconds to go, but still the offense had an opportunity to retie this game.
They did, yeah. You know, it's a close play down there on the end. You know, it's 12 seconds. We'll be down there going for a touchdown to tie it, and who knows. But it's not what happened. You know, it was overturned, and then we turned it over. So that's where we stand today.
This one where you maybe second-guessed some of those blitzes late that led to the big plays, or do you confirm that was the right call at that point?
No, I don't second-guess. You know, when you make a call based on the information you have at that time, you know, you make it. And when it doesn't work, then you sit there and you wish, you know, maybe you should have done something different. But you call what you think, and you go all week in your preparation, and there's a two-minute game plan, and there's all kind of different game plans. So, you know, that's the decisions we made with when cooler heads prevailed, and we stick to it and make slight adjustments, but not overhauls. So you just you go with what you plan.
More, please.
When you took over this job, you said one of the first things you noticed was all the big plays that were made in the passing games against this defense. So what really changed today? I mean, what was the reason for all those big plays?
Well, I mean, I said earlier when we were talking about it, I think the you know, we have guys that are close. And their guy made a play, you know. And some of it is, you know, maybe we need to do it a little better in our coaching, and maybe we need to do it a little better in our playing. And all together, it's a collective effort, and we just got to get a little bit better. Now, Eli Manning, I mean, I tip my hat to him. He and Victor Cruz had a career day as well. So it's not like we didn't know Victor Cruz is a good player. We were well aware of it. So they got us today.
Josh,
did some nice things, but the one interception you guys had the lead, can you talk about that decision to throw the ball late with all that time when you had that?
Well, I'm sure he wants it back. You know, we're up by seven there, and it's a critical juncture, but you know, he made a lot of good plays too. And, you know, we'll continue to work on eliminating those and increasing the good ones, and he's going to be a very good quarterback. Thanks, guys.